Retirement is a great time for travel because we've got plenty of time. But how do we do it on a budget? I'm Pauline Fiore, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. So I hear so many people say that, oh, when I retire, I'm going to travel. I'm going to travel a lot. I've got a whole bucket list of places I want to go. Well, there are some people who have plenty of money that they can do that. But for so many other people, they have to really look at, how can I still travel and not break the bank? So today I'm going to give you a few tips and techniques that I've learned on how to make those travel dollars go a lot further. So, first of all, senior discounts. Many airlines, hotels, and attractions offer discounts for retirees. Both AARP and AAA memberships have a lot of travel perks. Travel off-peak and off-season. So, rather than going to the places everyone wants to go to in the summer, go before the children get out of school or once they're back in school. There's much less people traveling, and you're much more likely to get a good price. Instead of short trips, which seems like a good way to travel, it's actually not as budget friendly as longer trips because you've got the cost of getting there, whether you're flying, taking a train, or even driving. But if you stay a little longer in one location, you save on those advantages. And also, a lot of the rewards programs will give you free or discounted travel, and there's more discounts for weekly and monthly rentals of, say, Airbnb or even some hotels or bed and breakfasts. So, yes, talking about rewards, there are credit card points. If you've been gathering them, use them. Frequent flyer miles or hotel programs for discount or even free. House sitting or home exchanges. There are lots of people who want somebody to stay in their home while they're away. Sometimes there's a pet to take care of, but not always. And there are websites where you can find these places. Same thing for home sharing. There are people who want to come to where you're living, and you want to go where they are. And so you can swap houses. And again, there are websites that will help you do that. If you stay in vacation rentals instead of hotels, that's going to save you money. And they usually have kitchen access, so you can save money on your meals by having some in your rental space. Don't rent a car. Use public transportation. And again, you can probably get senior discounts on on those buses and trains. And if you have the kind of work where you can work remotely, that's a wonderful way to travel. So to work while you're traveling, whether it's, teaching English, blogging, photography, seasonal work, they offset the travel costs, which is really very nice. And some practical tips: pack light so that you avoid baggage fees. Plus, it's so much easier not dragging around a big suitcase. Do use travel insurance in case anything goes wrong. And look for free attractions, museums, walking tours, public events. They can be experiences that are just wonderful at little or no cost. And I talked a little bit about making your own meals. So if you can not have to rely on restaurants for all your meals, that's going to cut a lot out of your budget. And local markets, street vendors, you get to enjoy the cultural cuisines, and it's good for your pocketbook. So it doesn't feel like you're depriving yourself. You just you're dining smartly. And then also, you might want to travel with a group. Because then you have shared expenses, you can get group discounts. Get a bunch of friends or family together and ask for discounts, and you'll probably get them, particularly if you're going off season. So I hope these travel tips have been helpful and has inspired you to look at your list of the places you want to go to and start getting it on your calendar. So thank you so much for being with me today, and I wish you laughter, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.